T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Quick recap on what is going on here. Kennedy went out on a date with Casper last week. Mm-hmm. She had ghosted on him originally, but felt bad for ghosting, went back to him and said, hey, let's try and do this.
Acted like a real man, took responsibility for my actions.
You went out on your date, and I think Salt and I determined at the end of the date that you were probably not going to go on a second date.
Okay.
You had a good time, but you weren't going to go out on a second date. There really wasn't a connection.
That's the feeling I got from being on the date with the two of you.
Okay.
Even though I wasn't there.
You didn't see him with his binoculars over there across the street watching your date?
I was in my hoodie right across.
This is where it takes a really weird turn for me. Because...
At this point?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, guys. Come on, guys.
Casper, this guy, sent her a survey about how the date went.
Yeah.
How many questions?
10 quick questions.
He created it on SurveyMonkey.
He did.
It's a great platform for surveys.
I'm going to be honest.
I've never heard a more ridiculous thing in my life.
Well, I think it's very tongue-in-cheek. I think he did it, you know, because he felt it was funny.
Will you read us some of the questions?
Have you answered and turned it in?
No, I was waiting for you guys.
Oh, great. That's awesome. Thank you, Kennedy.
Okay, number one, thinking about the communication leading up to the date, was the amount of communication, texting, phone calls, etc., too much, just about right, not enough?
Oh my God, this is serious. This isn't tongue-in-cheek.
I feel like it was just about right. How would you rate the meeting venue? Too formal, it felt stuffy. Good venue for a first date, too divey, too loud. I felt it was a good venue for a first date. I do love Kings in the Seaport.
Here's the question. Is this information that he uses from the survey, is this for another date with you or just his dating in general?
Maybe he's opening a consulting firm,
I think, in the future.
If it's trying to make you a better person on better dating, then y'all, I'm all here for it.
How about ask you? How about have interaction? Call you and say, hey, what did you think? Did you have a good time?
It's not how people do things anymore, Carson. I need you to just understand.
Maybe they should. Maybe they should. That's what's wrong with our society. We're not communicating.
This is not about you. Shush.
Question three.
Thinking about when you first saw Casper, please rate your overall first impression on a scale of 1, extremely disappointed, to 5, very satisfied.
He wrote the questions in third person.
Well, he said his name, but I'm not going to use his name.
Mm-hmm.
When you first saw him, yes.
Well, yeah, there's a moderator for surveys. You want to be unbiased.
It's not him, right?
I'm not saying it's not him. Maybe it's his assistant. I don't know.
Trying to make it professional.
Yeah.
During the date, how do you feel the conversation flowed?
Okay.
Flowed easily? Was okay but felt forced? And I don't feel Casper and I have much in common to talk about.
Okay.
The conversation was great.
Okay.
Now here's the one I don't know how to answer.
Oh boy.
And I'm sure he's listening, so I'm sorry. Did you feel there was chemistry with Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was.
Oh, there's his name.
That's okay. That's
so bad.
It's okay.
Really bad. Sorry. I feel really bad. Because I feel like there was, but then I feel like there wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a weird thing.
As there, you were saying, as drinks and stuff were flowing, maybe by the end it just got
a little.
So
maybe it was the tequila?
Maybe.
See, it's usually the opposite. Yes. Like when the drinks hit, you're like, wow, we have more chemistry.
3 tequilas in. I'm like, all right, I can see this working.
You're like, anything's possible.
Ooh, anything's possible.
Kevin Garnett.
During the date, did Casper make a move?
Yes, I was waiting for it all night.
No, he's a word I can't say. Yes, and it was unwanted. No, thank God. I don't know what to say about this.
Oh, be honest.
Well, you made out with him.
He did, yeah. I don't know that I was waiting for it all night, and I don't know that it was unwanted. The answer might just be yes. Just yes.
Is there a write-in portion for this?
No, but he said what could he have done differently?
Again, if you're just joining us, Kennedy went out on a date, and then he sent her a SurveyMonkey survey about the date, and she's reading us those questions.
I almost wish this was like a paper one that you would have gotten in the mail.
Mailed it back.
I understand it.
Yeah, it's great.
And this is my favorite question in all of it.
Okay.
If you don't want to see Casper again, would you recommend him to one of your friends?
Oh, I love that.
So do I.
He's out here hustling.
And that's an absolute yes.
Love it.
So there we go. Thank you, gentlemen and lady, for helping me.
So you don't want to see him again and you're going to recommend him to your friends?
I would definitely recommend him to my friends. I don't know about the other part. We're still working that part out.
Awkward.
Who, me? Me? No, awkward? Awkward? Me? Never. What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to start doing these surveys. I'm telling you.
It's like check yes or no.
Annie, you have to go on the dates first.
Yeah, you see? That's my problem.
Just 2 peas in a pod, Annie. And I'm sorry for everybody.
Gotta get out there. Gotta get out there.
Oh, that's exhausting.
Come on, champ. You got it.
So much freaking work.
Right?
Can't you to show up and talk to somebody and drink is so much work.
You want to get to know me?
Yeah, but then you have this awkward stuff after. You get it? That's the hard part.
That is awkward.
We're not like dudes and just walk away. Maybe sometimes.
Okay. He sent you a survey.
He sent you a survey.
That's what I'm saying. It's just...
Okay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.